Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Peace is a state of tranquility and calmness, in the mind, situations and in the environment. It is something that we all desire and strive for in our lives. The good news is that God promises to provide us with peace in every situation. In today's devotional, we are looking at the topic, peace. Be still. Our Bible text is from Mark chapter 4 verse 35 to 41.
Mark chapter 4 verse 35 to 41. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet! Be still!" Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And verse 41, the last verse, they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
Today's message is titled, "Peace, Be Still," and it is based on the story of how Jesus calmed the storm on the water from our Bible text. This story reminds us that no matter what we are going through in life, God wants to calm the storms of our lives. In the story, Jesus and his disciples were out on the sea when a fierce storm arose. The waves were so high that the boat was filling with water and the disciples were afraid for their lives. But Jesus was asleep in the boat and they woke him up, saying, "Master, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace. Be still." And the wind and the waves obeyed him and the sea became calm. This story is a powerful reminder that no matter what we are going through in life, God is in control. He is able to calm the storms of our lives and bring peace to our hearts. Just like the disciples, we may be going through difficult times and may feel like we are drowning, but we can trust that God is with us and that He is able to bring peace to our hearts. Psalm chapter 46 verse 10 says, "Be still, and know that I am God." This verse reminds us that in the midst of our storms, we need to be still and trust in God. We need to know that He is God and that He is in control. We need to trust that He will bring peace to our hearts and calm the storms of our lives. Today, are you going through one storm or the other? Trust God and talk to Him. He has power over every storm, either physical or spiritual, and I pray God will calm the storm of your life today in Jesus' name. Recently, I read the story of a man named John, how God calmed the storms in his home. His marriage was tending towards divorce as his home was breaking and things were falling apart. It was a difficult time for him and his wife, and they were both struggling to keep their relationship afloat. John and his wife had been married for several years, but they had started to drift apart. They were both busy with their jobs and had little time for each other. Apart from that, they were constantly arguing and it seemed like they were always on the brink of a breakup. One day, John's wife came to him and told him that she was thinking about leaving him. John was devastated. He didn't know what to do or how to fix things. He felt like he was drowning in the storm of his marriage. But John remembered something that his pastor had once said to him, "When you're going through a storm, you need to be still and trust in God." So, John decided to put his trust in God and to be still. He began to pray and to read his Bible every day. He also started to make changes in his life and to work on rebuilding his relationship with his wife. One evening, John's wife, Agnes, came to him and she said, "I'm sorry that I have not been understanding. I have irrational and overreacting over the past few years, but I dreamt a dream this morning and God told me that I should ask for forgiveness and work to restore my home." From that moment, things changed. John and his wife started to communicate better and to spend more time together. They both made a promise to be more understanding and supportive of each other. And eventually, they were able to find peace and happiness in their marriage again. John later narrated the story. He said, "It was a difficult time for him, but he is grateful for it because it helped him to realize that he needed to put his trust in God. He learned that even when everything seems to be falling apart, God is always there to calm the storm and to bring peace to his heart." John's story reminds us that no matter what we're going through in life, we can trust in God to calm the storms of our lives and bring peace to our hearts. We just need to be still and put our trust in him. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you." This verse reminds us that we can have perfect peace in our minds when we trust in God. When we trust in him, we can know that he is in control and that he will bring peace to our hearts. Can you keep your heart steadfast on Jesus? Will you place all your challenges or storm before him? God can give you peace in the midst of a storm and calm your storm if you talk to him. Today, think about the storms that you may be facing in your own life. Perhaps you're going through a difficult time at work, or you're struggling with a relationship or a health issue. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by financial stress or uncertainty about the future. Whatever your storm may be, remember that Jesus has the power to calm it. Just as Jesus spoke the words, "Peace, be still," to the wind and the waves, he can speak those same words over the storms in our lives. He can bring peace to our hearts and calm the storms that threaten to overwhelm us. He has the power to heal our broken relationships, to provide for our needs, and to guide us through difficult times. Take a moment to reflect on the storms in your life and ask Jesus to speak those words of peace and calm over them. Trust in his power and authority to bring peace and healing to your situation. Remember that he is always with you, and that he has the power to calm the storms of your life. Today's message is a reminder that no matter what we are going through in life, God wants to calm the storms of our lives. We can trust that he is in control and that he will bring peace to our hearts. We need to be still and trust in him and know that he is God. As you go today, take these words to your heart and trust in God as you face the storms of life. Let's pray. Dear God, we come to you today with hearts full of faith and trust in your power and authority. We know that you are the one who calms the storms and brings peace to our hearts. We ask that you would speak your words of peace and calm over the storms that we may be facing in our lives. We ask for your healing and guidance in our relationships, for your provision in our financial needs, and for your wisdom in making decisions. We also pray for your strength and encouragement as we face the uncertainty of the future. We trust in you and we know that you are able to calm the storms of our lives and bring peace to our hearts. We give you all the glory and honor, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 46, chapter 47, and chapter 48. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 15 verse 21 to 39. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.